Let's talk about the beneficial components in Living Multi and really go through some of the peeling the onion, if you will, going into each and every one of the nutrients and go through that. There's a lot of things in here, so I appreciate you keeping your breath going.
Well, Bill, we're going to have to go through this rather quickly because we do want to make sure to get it all in, but I'm going to read each and every ingredient. Number one, we've got 9 marine and freshwater plant foods. They include Spirulina platensis, which we know is spirulina, a blue-green algae, chlorella, Lithothamnion calcareum.
I'll let you pronounce that.
That's actually an algae that is found off the coast of Ireland that contains a huge amount of very easily absorbed calcium. It is, I believe, much more, let's say, usable by the body than some other calciums that we're hearing quite a lot about, such as coral calcium.
Jordan, where do you find this stuff?
It takes years of hard work, Bill. I just don't have time to share it with you now. Then we have something known as Donaliella salina, which is another algae that is found off the coast of Australia, which is the richest source in nature of beta-carotene. Eclonia radiata, Ascophyllum nodosum, Laminaria japonica, Macrocystis pyrifera, and Alaria esculenta. These sea vegetables contain nutrients, minerals, incredible immune-enhancing properties, and provide great detoxification, which can help with our polluted environment like we talked about. Number two, we have what we call the Potenzyme 23 Antioxidant Fruit Blend. Now, I want to mention, this fruit blend is concentrated at a 60-to-1 ratio, which means it requires 60 pounds of fruit to make 1 pound of the powder that goes into Living Multi. Let me read the list of fruits. We have Acerola cherry, we have blueberry, pomegranate, apple, black currant, apricot, nectarine, prune, white cherry, elderberry, grape, peach, mango, strawberry, raspberry, blackberry, orange, grapefruit, lemon, lime, cranberry, pineapple, and papaya.
Wow, that's pretty much a sample of every fruit stand in the Western Hemisphere.
Now, Bill, I don't have time to go into all of these fruits and their properties, but suffice it to say that many of these are the highest antioxidant-promoting compounds on the planet. They're very incredible in their ability to enhance the body's health. And I will say this, we don't consume enough foods on a daily basis, so getting even a small amount of each of these is phenomenal. Next, we have the Potenzyme 20 Antioxidant Vegetable Juice Blend. This is concentrated at a 25-to-1 ratio, which means that it takes 25 pounds of vegetables to make 1 pound of the powder. We have alfalfa grass juice, barley grass juice, wheat grass juice, rye grass juice, oat grass juice. Those are the cereal grasses, which are extremely important for our health,
right.
Provide chlorophyll, minerals, proteins, detoxifying substances, really wonderful, wonderful ingredients. We have cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower. We have kale, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, carrot, beet, spinach, parsley, cucumber, celery, cabbage, and onion juices. They are all potent, they are all important to our health, and they're all the things many of us don't like to eat, Bill.
That's true, and so now we've got the fruit stands covered and the produce aisle.
Then we go to our Potenzyme 11 Tonic Mushroom Blend, which consists of, and I'm going to read them in their Latin names, Ganoderma lucidum, which is known as reishi mushroom, phenomenal. Grifola frondosa, which is known as maitake. Lentinula idodes, which is known as shiitake. Agaricus blazei, which we're hearing a lot about. Trimedes versicolor, also called Coriolis. Cordyceps sinensis. Horicium arenaceus, known as lion's mane. Poria cocos. Tremella fusiformis. Polyporus umbellatus. And Blachesslia trispora. Those are 11 mushrooms that are all renowned for their ability to help the body adapt to stress and to greatly enhance immune function. And when fermented, the wonderful polysaccharides are even further activated. Next, we have the Potenzyme 6 Botanical Blend, 40-to-1 concentrate, 40 pounds of raw materials to produce 1 pound of finished product. These include the botanical we mentioned earlier from Russia, Rhododendron caucasicum. We have yucca from the southwestern United States. We have premier spices and herbs like rosemary, garlic, ginger, turmeric, and wild oregano, all potentiated with Potenzyme. Now, in addition to all these nutrients, Living Multi contains the following naturally occurring probiotic microorganisms, enzymes, and organic acids, including Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus reuteri, Bacillus lichenformis, Bacillus subtilis, Enterococcus faecium, Streptococcus lactis, the enzymes protease, amylase, lipase, cellulase, antioxidant enzymes like catalase, superoxide dismutase, known as SOD, and then the organic acids lactic, fulvic, formic, and acetic. Now, these are only a sampling of the nutrients contained in living multi. This does not include, Bill, the vitamins, minerals, carotenoids like lutein, lycopene, the premier antioxidant, alpha-lipoic acid, and over 30 vitamins and minerals and over 100 trace elements coming from ocean-based sources as well as fulvic-based sources, which we're going to describe in just a moment. Now, let's get into that. We've got something we call trace mineral activators. We get a liquid, a incredible trace mineral liquid from the Great Salt Lake that is actually the largest saltwater body on the planet that contains this type of mineral mix.
And that's here in the United States.
It's here in the United States in Salt Lake City. And what you find is that this has 99.5% of the sodium removed, so there's not sodium in it, but the amount of this nutrient-rich liquid that we actually use in our fermentation, the organisms complex the nutrients, which are already in a good ionic form. And once they do that, the incredible amount of nutrients is the equivalent of just one serving of living multi to 1/4 cup of seawater minus the sodium. You've got magnesium in here. You've got chloride, sulfate, potassium, sodium, lithium, calcium, bromide, iodine, rubidium, scandium, boron, phosphorus, manganese, chromium, cobalt, zinc, copper, iron, silicon, indium, molybdenum, gallium, gold, silver, cesium, beryllium, selenium, vanadium, and many others, all with very little or no heavy metals. Now, I want to be clear about this. Aluminum, which is considered a heavy metal, is present in every plant food, Bill, but it's in a form that is complex and ionized, not in this artificially created form and this metallic form that we are getting in our bodies by consuming things that we shouldn't, or wrapping our foods in things that we shouldn't, or using things under our arms that we shouldn't. But that's another story. Now, I want to mention this. Anyone using a colloidal mineral product, I believe that all of the beneficial results obtained from colloidal minerals that people are seeing would be better suited to consume these plant-based nutrients in their complex homeostatic form. Next, I want to talk about something that is probably the most exciting and yet undiscovered health secret. Well, it's discovered. It's not been really promoted, let's say. It's called fulvic acid and the fulvic acid mineral complexes. Fulvic acid, Bill, is a breakdown or a component of humic acid. Now, let me explain this. When plants collected throughout, let's say, the ages, what happens is the plants in the natural life cycle are decomposed.
Right.
They go into the ground and microorganisms begin to decompose them or ferment them, breaking them down into their smallest forms and really into their carbon skeletons. Now, carbon is the most abundant compound on the planet. Anything that contains, is alive or was alive, contains carbon.
So, Jordan, that's really the basis of biodynamic farming.
Absolutely. Now, when these plants break down in the soil, they create major amounts of substances, up to 380 phytochemicals, strands of DNA, RNA, you name it, and over 50 elements from the periodic table are all contained in fulvic acid and related humic substances. Now, what we've done is we have taken a source of fulvic acid minerals. To be exact, we have nearly 2,400 milligrams per serving.
2,400 milligrams?
Which contains an additional 50 nutrients or more, contains fulvic acid, humic acid, and other things that have been known to do incredible amounts of work in the body. And let me talk about what they can do.
So, Jordan, let me just try and understand this in my mind. This is basically like a link between the regular minerals, and then you've got another step that makes them better with all the processing that you do with the potenzyme process. This is kind of like really the icing on the cake.
Absolutely, but it could also be the flour used to make the cake, though, because without fulvic acid, which, by the way, is created from microorganisms, the body and the planet are not as healthy. And I believe that by destroying our carbon sources, we are actually destroying the planet. Fulvic acid minerals and fulvic acid itself are so important for our health, Bill, that they contain all of the phytochemical protective substances, amino acid peptides, nucleic acids, and many other things that are from all of the original plant matter in highly concentrated, refined, transformed, and enhanced by the actions of innumerable microscopic plants and microorganisms.
Now I get it.
So many of the original components become complex with enzymes, even though they're in small amounts, Bill, they're extremely absorbable. This is the secret to all of the colloidal mineral products and the heyday they had years ago, is the fact that some of them that were effective contained fulvic acid and fulvic acid complex minerals. There is no other product out there in this category that contains fulvic acid-based minerals. Listen to those words, because there are over 900 scientists in just one organization that believe that this is the missing link to the health of our planet. And I want to talk about what they do. Fulvic acid mineral complexes, like those found in living multi, serve as premier electrolytes and improve energy function. They also are able to chelate heavy metals and remove them from the body, which is extremely important. They can enhance our human microflora by providing antimicrobial substances. It's so important that fulvic acid can also reduce the risk of radiation poisoning, and virtually any other toxin in our body can be bound and destroyed by the electrical charge contained in these fulvic acid nutrient complexes. Bill, the concept of fulvic acid is one of the reasons why we even started with living multi, because in nature, microorganisms in the soil, like our HSOs, contribute to this process, this breakdown, this decomposition of nutrients and plants that recycle the planet, and they take them and make them complexed and usable by future generations of plants. In Living Multi, we believe that the homeostatic soil organisms and other microorganisms that we use in our culture do the same thing to the inorganic nutrients or the metals that are found in our normal vitamins and minerals. They make them complexed or ionized, extremely important.
So it's kind of like a plant ancestry to make things better as the processes go on.
And Bill, it's interesting. Throughout the world, there are little beds of these fulvic acid minerals. Some of them are called moor, that's M-O-O-R. One of them in Austria, people have gone there to drink this black liquid. They've bathed in it. They've done who knows what with it, and they become very healthy. If you look on the internet, you'll find certain spas that use moor. Or another word for it could be Nori Moor. And the Moor Bouquet, it's found in Austria, Germany, Hungary, Russia, and some places in the U.S. And that's where all of this research seems to be coming from.
So, Jordan, we have found the fountain of youth.
That very well could be it, my friend. Now, let's get into some Georgian longevity foods. Now, I'm not talking about peaches and pecans.
That's what I'm thinking.
When I say Georgia, I mean the Republic of Georgia and the former Soviet Union. And I want to talk about the importance of some of these foods. Now, the Georgians in the former Soviet Union were known as some of the healthiest people on the planet. They consumed certain teas, certain fruits, certain mineral-rich water, and probiotic-infused beverages. In my study of the people of the Georgian Republic, it gave me such an incredible feeling of wanting to get this information out that this triggered this formulation of Living Multi. If you look at the Georgian diet, the four categories of nutrients they got are all contained in abundance in Living Multi. Let's talk about some of them. The Georgians have consumed a tea that they called Alpine tea. That tea was made from the leaves of Rhododendron caucasicum. Rhododendron caucasicum is an evergreen type bush that has been brewed as a tea, the young spring leaves. It contains polyphenols that are believed to be more highly bioavailable than grapeseed extract, pine bark, and even green tea. They help to burn fat, enhance the body's ability to reduce oxidative stress, and they can even help with neurodegeneration like we talked about.
Now, Jordan, why haven't we heard about a lot of these things?
Well, Bill, sometimes information is kept from the general public for a number of years, and once it's finally introduced, it takes a while to catch on. But we have found through our collaboration with a research scientist out of Russia that there's almost more research on these botanicals, Bill, than almost any herb in the United States. Really interesting. So not only do we have Rhododendron caucasicum, which is great for weight management and even can have an anti-inflammatory effect on conditions like gout, we have Caucasian blueberry leaves, which were also consumed as a tea by the Georgians. And many clinical studies have shown that their blueberry leaves with their antioxidants, chlorogenic acid, are invaluable for helping to normalize blood glucose levels, help to normalize lipid profiles with cholesterol and triglycerides, and do so without depleting the body of CoQ10 like some of the cholesterol-reducing pharmaceuticals.
Right. And Jordan, I just have to ask, are these blueberries that literally are not blue?
They are blue.
They are.
But we're using the leaves and the berry, and they are wild. Wild blueberries contain much more antioxidant potential than even their cultivated cousins. And I will say this, that the blueberry is the highest food in antioxidant potential, and it's the one that helped to reverse age-related neurodegeneration in laboratory animals. Next, I want to talk about the Georgian pomegranate, that wonderful purple fruit that was actually symbolic for many things, including royalty, in biblical times. Pomegranate is a powerful antioxidant and a rich source of something known as ellagic acid. Ellagic acid has been shown to induce apoptosis, or a programmed cell death in cancer cells. Also, a great antioxidant and can neutralize many types of carcinogens, including tobacco smoke. It's interesting, Bill, if you smoke your meats over coals, you will create a lot of carcinogens.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you cure the meat, pomegranate can help to reduce that with its content of ellagic acid. Also, Georgian pomegranate can reduce blood pressure and the risk of coronary artery disease, as well as providing an antiparasitic quality and even helping with female problems, including menopausal type complications. Now, another food we have in there from Georgia is Georgian apple skin extract. We've all heard about eating an apple a day. Well, in this case, the skin of the apple has been found to contain potent blood sugar controlling, antioxidant, and even anti-carcinogenic substances. And again, these are just four of the 23 fruits that we have in the product. And remember, it isn't just the fruit. It isn't just the tea that was made from rhododendron. It isn't just the probiotic-rich beverages that the Georgians consumed. It's that all of that combined with the mineral-rich, or they call glacial milk, that they consume. Now, in Living Multi, we have all four of the nutrient groups that the Georgians, and we believe every healthy culture throughout history, has consumed in abundance.
Jordan, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about chlorophyllin.
Bill, chlorophyllin is an extremely incredible compound, and again, something that no other multinutrient has. Chlorophyllin is a water-soluble, chlorophyll-derived compound produced from fermented green foods, such as cereal grasses and chlorella. Now, when fermented in the presence of copper, the potenzyme process interacting with the greens create chlorophyllin. Now, chlorophyllin has anti-cancer, anti-mutagenic, antioxidant, and life extension benefits that may exceed chlorophyll. Chlorophyllin can cross cell membranes and blood-brain barriers, which chlorophyll cannot. Chlorophyllin even enters into the mitochondria, which are the energy-producing organelles of the cell, and where the majority of free radicals are produced. Chlorophyllin quenches all major reactive oxygen species, such as superoxide, hydrogen peroxide, singlet oxygen, and even the dangerously reactive hydroxyl radical at very low doses. It has been shown to be a potent mitochondrial antioxidant, that means into the cell, that not only protects mitochondria from their own oxidation, but protects mitochondria from a variety of external, chemical, biological, and radiation insults. The mutagenic research on chlorophyllin has shown that it even can suppress the activity of carcinogens contained in fried pork, diesel emissions, and coal dust by more than 90%.
That's
chlorophyllin
awesome.
Is an awesome compound, Bill, and again, Living Multi is one of the only products known to have it. Very exciting research when you look at chlorophyllin, fulvic acid, Georgian longevity foods, and what we have in our product we call homeostatic calcium. The form of calcium used in Living Multi is not inorganic shell-based calcium or any of the other calciums out there. It's not even coral calcium, Bill. It's beyond that. Again, it comes from an algae source off of the coast of Ireland combined with many other vegetables and the fermentation process to totally activate the compounds with a wide variety of cofactors such as magnesium, boron, zinc, phosphorus, fluorine, sodium, and copper. And again, even though you hear so much now about coral and other calcium, what they don't have is a homeostatic calcium where the calcium has been activated by the organic acids that are secreted from probiotics. Now listen to this. When you consume calcium, it requires an acid medium to be properly absorbed, which
right.
is why calcium is used as an antacid. When you secrete organic acids from the probiotics, you are making the calcium in a body-ready form that I believe will work wonders. It has been proven, Bill, that it's not the amount of calcium you consume, but the ability of it to be utilized, because cultures that have very low calcium consumption also have low diseases and health problems that are normally related to calcium deficiency. So go figure. Countries that consume very little calcium have little or no broken bones, hip fractures at advanced age, menopause, healthy teeth, all these things without consuming a ton of calcium. So it's important not the amount, but the type. This calcium is so phenomenal that I really don't think we've even been able to tap into what it can do. Also, I want to get into another nutrient we have, alpha-lipoic acid, which has been very highly touted by many world-renowned scientists as a premier beauty nutrient, antioxidant nutrient, helping the skin, the immune system, and it helps to even recycle other antioxidants in the body and allow them to be maintained. So that's alpha-lipoic acid. Next, the carotenoids in the product. There's many carotenoids. I mean, not just beta-carotene, not just alpha-carotene, but hundreds of carotenoids that have yet to be discovered. However, two carotenoids that are very exciting are lutein and lycopene. And Bill, we have the amount of lutein and lycopene of up to 20 to 25 times that of the leading multiple vitamin product.
Which is actually the amount that you really need to have a therapeutic response anyway, correct?
Well, that's important, Bill. We don't just put ingredients in. If for example, a popular multi says that they have lutein, and it shows how people will improve their vision and reduce macular degeneration, the amount of lutein needed is between 4,000 and 10,000 micrograms per serving. The average product has 200 to 250 micrograms. Living multi has 5,000. That's where the 20 to 25 times.
Got it.
Lycopene, same thing. It's great for prostate health, great for heart health. We have 5,000 micrograms or 5 milligrams of homeostatic lutein and lycopene. Combining that with alpha-lipoic acid, which is great for so many things, including athletes, women who want to look better, skin. We've got homeostatic calcium. We've got chlorophyllin, fulvic acid-based minerals, the Georgian longevity foods, rhododendron caucasicum, blueberry leaf, apple skin, pomegranate, the Georgian longevity foods. Incredible. We've got the minerals from the Great Salt Lake, not including all of the hundreds of other nutrients contained in our product. And that, folks, is Living Multi. But here's the exciting thing. We talked earlier about all these people taking multiple vitamin minerals. They want to improve their energy. They want to prevent disease. We talked about why our product is what it is. Now we're going to talk about how we're proving that it does what it does. We are sponsoring an unprecedented study that is going to be done in collaboration with Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and Health Sciences and Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona, a landmark study on vitamins and minerals and their effect on human health and prevention of disease risk factors in a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized study that I believe will rewrite history in the category of vitamin and mineral supplementation.